How does a free society deal with dissent? Liberals say, in effect, free speech for me, but not for thee. In the area of global warming, it is viewed by many elites that man-made global warming is a fact, and now some politicians are talking about the possibility of punishing those who deny the doctrine of man-made global warming. The Department of Justice apparently even discuss the possibility of punishing dissenters. To discuss this issue is our go-to guy on any issue related to climate change, climate science, Dr. Cal Beissner, spokesman for the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. Their website, by the way, is cornwallalliance.org. Cal, welcome back to the program.
Thanks very much, Jerry, and I'm glad that we can talk without you having to visit me in prison at this point.
Yeah, really. It is unbelievable. I don't understand this, but for those who did not hear the story, tell us about this recent revelation from Loretta Lynch, our Attorney General.
Yes, well, Attorney General Lynch testified before Congress that, and this was in response to a question from Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who is a Democrat from Rhode Island, that the Justice Department is looking into the possibility of civil or perhaps criminal prosecutions, at least investigations that might lead thereto, of those who question the reality or the magnitude of dangerous man-made global warming and the need for us to spend trillions of dollars to fight it. That's something that Senator Whitehouse has been calling for almost a year since he first wrote about it in the Washington Post. And it's a rather chilling idea in terms of its possible impact on freedom of inquiry, freedom of scientific debate, and freedom of speech. Now, I should, however, be quick to recognize, as Senator Whitehouse has pointed out, that whereas the First Amendment protects freedom of speech, it does not protect fraud. And if indeed it were to be discovered that some individuals or corporations had knowingly falsified information regarding this in an effort to enrich themselves, to obtain funds from others that they might not otherwise obtain, if that could be demonstrated, that would be fraud, and it is at least a civil and sometimes a criminal offense. And so in principle, we shouldn't be opposed to that. The problem is that these folks are saying that what is happening now with dissent about dangerous man-made global warming is analogous to what was done by some tobacco companies back in the 1960s through 80s, trying to hide the health risks involved in smoking. The problem with that analogy is that it is simply false. The health risks from smoking were patently obvious. They were enormously well proved. But the relationship between added carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and temperature in the atmosphere is itself extremely tenuous, and the relationship between temperature change in the atmosphere and any harms or benefits that might come to human beings are also extremely false and extremely tenuous. And then finally, also, there were no health benefits from smoking, but there are tremendous health benefits that come from the energy acquired by using fossil fuels. So the whole situation is just night and day different, and it's quite alarming to see some folks like Senator Whitehouse or now Attorney General,
Loretta Lynch.
Right, Lynch, trying to compare the two as if they were the same kind of thing.
You know, it's funny when you were talking about people benefiting from what they promote, I couldn't help but think of Al Gore. But it's a free market, and he is putting his money where his mouth is, I suppose you could say. But, I mean, he has certainly benefited financially from this whole global warming stuff.
Yeah, that's true. And in fact, a British court ruled that there were, I believe it was 9, very significant, clearly documentable errors in his film, An Inconvenient Truth, and required that if the film were to be shown any further in the schools of Great Britain, it had to be accompanied by a list of and refutation of those errors. That was according to a British court. Now, the fact is that former Vice President Gore has made hundreds of millions of dollars on the basis of government policies that were pursued in part in response to his presentation of the case for dangerous man-made global warming. So if there's anybody who needs some investigation in that regard, perhaps Senator Whitehouse and Attorney General Lynch could start with former Vice President Gore.
Huh. Well, you know, it's obviously politically incorrect to oppose the doctrine of man-made global warming. Why do you oppose it?
Because the best scientific evidence does not support it. Now, I will be quick to explain. The addition of carbon dioxide and other infrared-absorbing gases to the atmosphere, I think without any question, must make the atmosphere warmer than it otherwise would be. The real question is, how much warmer? Does it make it dangerously warmer? And are the dangers that come from that enough to outweigh the benefits of the energy that we get from the fossil fuels from which the added CO2 comes? And finally, will we be better off spending trillions of dollars to try to change our global energy systems in order to prevent that warming, or would we be better off with the wealth that comes from those global energy systems, even despite the risks that come with rising temperature? On every one of those questions, I think the empirical scientific evidence shows very clearly that the case for dangerous man-made global warming and our need to spend trillions of dollars mitigating it fails. And here's the simplest way to put it. All of the predictions about dangerous warming rest on computer climate models. But on average, those climate models predict 2 to 3 times as much warming as actually observed over the relevant period. 95% of them predict more warming than actually observed, which is very important because if the errors were random, they would be as frequently below as above the observations. But this indicates that the errors are not random. They're driven by some sort of bias, whether honest or dishonest, written right into the models themselves. And none of the models predicted the complete absence of statistically significant global warming over essentially the last 19 years. That means that the models grossly exaggerate how much warming comes from added CO2 in the atmosphere, and the probable warming from even doubling CO2 from pre-industrial levels is more likely to be in the range of 1 degree Celsius than in the range of 3 degrees Celsius, which is what the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has been saying for about the last 20 years.
Okay, translate the what that really means, the last part you said, in plain ordinary English.
Yeah. Well, in plain ordinary English, what it means is that the warming effect of added CO2 into the atmosphere is negligible, probably not even measurable, and certainly not something to get uptight about. You know, the total warming that we've had in the period since roughly 1850, the end of the Little Ice Age, is still under 1 degree Celsius. That is a small fraction of the typical temperature variation every single day at any given location around the world, and every single year seasonally at any given location around the world.
So why all the hype?
Pardon?
Why all the hype? I mean, you think the sky is falling.
Exactly. That's why Dr. Richard Lindzen, emeritus professor of climatology at MIT and one of the most respected climatologists in the world, says, frankly, that our response to all of this should be, so what? It simply will not have any significant negative impact on humanity or the ecosystems of the world. And as a matter of fact, the added CO2 in the atmosphere is a tremendous boon to all plant life and therefore to all other life, because all other life depends on plant life.
You know, it's strange to me. Obviously, there's a double standard when it comes to the bias in the media. If a conservative says something stupid, that might even end that person's career. But people on the left can say stupid or even mean-spirited things all the time, and they get away with it. A friend of mine wrote me an email and said, I'm planning to come down to Miami to run the marathon, which is in late January. But your president, our president, is saying now there's water and there's fish, you know, on the streets of Miami. Jerry, can I come down and do the marathon? I told him, yeah, you can do the marathon. Forget this global warming nonsense. You can still do it. But the president had said that in November. Remember that statement?
Yes, I do remember that. And of course,
nobody calls him on this.
Yeah, he was referring to a situation which actually does happen from time to time down in Miami. At times of extraordinarily high tides, when there is a combination of a strong full moon high tide along with certain ocean currents and the position of the sun at the same time, those very high tides can in fact lead to some seawater getting up into some of the streets right along the actual coastline itself. And every once in a while some fish will be in that seawater as well. But it has had absolutely nothing to do with an increase in global average temperature.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's an allegation from those on the other side that basically anybody like you, a global warming denier, you're basically in the deep pockets of big oil. Your comment?
That would be nice.
Well, yeah, oil's well that ends well, you know.
The reality is that the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation is a 501c3 nonprofit that is supported by donations. The overwhelming majority of our donations come from private individuals. None come from for-profit corporations of any kind, whether fossil fuel corporations or anything else. Now, we can turn the exact same argument around on the other side, though. The vast majority of those who are climate alarmists are receiving enormous amounts of funding for their research and other activities from governments and from private corporations involved in renewable energy industries. And if they want to get into the follow-the-money game, well, there are thousands of times more dollars being spent on the other side than on this side. There might be a little bit of embarrassment coming their way.
You know, it's funny. I remember seeing a very well documentary that was against the idea of man-made global warming. And one of the points they made, this I've never forgotten, they said, along these lines of follow the money, if you want to get a grant, let's say studying, this is one of the sound bites from one of the scientists. If you want to get a grant studying the habits of squirrels and their gathering of their nuts, then, you know, you might get it, you might not get it. But if you say, well, I'm going to deal with the issue of global warming and how that impacts the gathering of nuts by squirrels, then you'll get the money. The idea being that there's just this, you know, feeding frenzy to find research that verifies the idea that there's man-made global warming and that's causing these catastrophic problems.
Yeah, that is exactly right. There is an enormous bias in funding right now.
It's an industry.
In favor of those who go for global warming alarmism. And part of the tragedy of this, frankly, is that it's really gone the opposite direction of how science usually operates. Science is all about the reducing of uncertainties, getting a better and better grasp of how things happen in the natural world around us. And ordinarily, you start with high uncertainty, and the more money you spend on research on the problem, the lower that uncertainty goes. But in terms of global warming, when the question is how much added warming comes from a given amount of added CO2 in the atmosphere, the range has continued to be estimated by the UN IPCC and others at between 1.5 and 4.5 degrees Celsius for climate sensitivity. That's continued to be the range for over 30 years, despite the spending of literally hundreds of billions of dollars on the research.
Wow.
So in short, we're not reducing the uncertainties at all. What instead is happening is that the money is just being wasted.
Wow. And if you dissent or you deny it, then they're going to punish you. Cal, thank you so much for joining us. Again, cornwallalliance.org for more information. All the best, Cal.
Thank you, Jerry, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.